By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Thank you. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you and thank you and 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 thank you. Thank you, thank you and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. On behalf of everyone, every individual, every family, every man, every woman, every boy, girl. Thank you. Thank you for every organization, every company. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the Ecclesia Embassy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Most High. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Most High. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Most High. Thank you. And thank you, and 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 thank you. Thank you and thank you. And thank you and thank you. Thank you and thank you. Thank you and thank you. And thank you and thank you. And thank you and thank you. And thank you and thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I was with my family yesterday, and then about two or three of the children, I haven't seen a particular thing. They said, this is like ecclesia, and the communication is actually, it's not supposed to be. It's too wrong for it to be, in the sense that you are not expected to see such at this time or in this level or at this age. You know, most of the times we always tend to not to be very grateful. Many of us just use our mouth, but it's not from our heart. And the Bible said God is the God of knowledge. He searches the hearts. He tries the reins. That is the conscience and the subconscious combined, to see whose heart is perfect towards Him, so I can show Himself upright on their behalf. You and I don't deserve anything. Absolutely anything. To be alive today, to be standing here today, to be in church, to have your body intact and your clothes on your body, and your mouth being able to move, and your leg being able to carry your body, and your mind being able to coordinate your movements and whatever your thoughts may be, is simply because it is God. So I charge you tonight and all through these 3 days not to assume anything of yourself. It is simply because it is God. The system of the world, when anything shuts down, in particular when it is light or power shortage, things go down, things are destroyed. your life is because of a power release from God. The reason why things have not gone down is because there's no power shortage. One of the revelations I saw him to be according to scriptures, and I was so shocked that the word life giver is in the scripture. One of the revelations I saw him to be last week was he is the life giver. Think about it. If we were to be in the hospital whereby oxygen was to be passed to us, and they have enough oxygen for every one of us, but suddenly the power goes off, oxygen goes off. In fact, it is forbidden. 5 seconds, power shortage, death on rampage. But power has ever gone off in heaven. You didn't pay for any power that has sustained you thus far. This is not a pastoral rhyme, but this is just for you to be conscious and not be careless. God does not play with thanksgiving. God does not joke with it. God is very deliberate and intentional about it. So don't come into this month just assuming that everything has happened, so you are ready for what God will do and what God will say, and you're excited. No, sir. No, sir. The breath that you are still having in you is what is keeping you excited and keeping you expectant. So for that which God had brought you into, 2019 August, lift up your two hands to heaven. Lift up your two hands to heaven and bless him. Even if your leg cannot carry you, that your leg is still in your body, that shows that there's still life and strength. Even if you don't know what else to say, but just go ahead and thank him. 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 Go ahead and bless his name. We bless you, Jesus. Everybody, raise your voice. I come most high. I come most high to honor and adore you. You are.
raise your voice. You are, you are
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
You
are
Yahweh.
At this point, nothing else we do than to call him by his name. Nothing else we do than to ascribe what is due him. He is who he is. That's why we name him who he is. He's wonderful. Counselor, mighty God, our Father, Prince of Peace, the great I am. Nothing else, no one else can match him. We bless him. Hey, wonderful, wonderful. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, our Father, Prince of Peace, the great I am, the great I am. We glorify the Lamb, we glorify the Lamb. Wonderful, wonderful, Counselor, Counselor.
Wonderful,
Counselor,
Counselor,
mighty God.
Lord, I glorify you. Jesus, 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 I glorify you. Hey, sing in the spirit, everybody.
For all the things voice in the Holy Ghost. Speaking tongues loud. Make him heard right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your two hands, please. Lord, receive this from my hands. What else can we offer than to give to you what belongs to you? Lord, receive this from us. It is as unto you, Lord, the one that knows everything about the month of August. We have come to consecrate and dedicate this month to you. Receive it. Receive this from us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. With every instrument of praise, if you don't have your instrument, use your hand. And just go ahead. 45 seconds. Let's just make our instrument loud. Make your instrument loud, everyone. Oh, God, yes, make all your instrument loud. Thank you, Father. We all know you, Jesus. We all know you, Lord. Please, you may be seated. Bring out your notes and let's learn a song this day. This song has been so strong in my spirit for the past 2 weeks. Please, on the screen, please. Please write, "You are my maker. You are my God. You are the fountain that flows with life. You are my pasture, my Lord and friend, and I worship you for life. Lord, I worship you for life." I take the first stanza again. "You are my maker, you are my God, you are the fountain that flows with life, you are my pasture, my Lord and friend, and I worship you for life. Lord, I worship you for life." The second stanza, "You are my master, you are my king, you are my father, the first and last. You are my wisdom, my strength and song. And I worship you for life. Lord, I worship you for life. You are my maker. You are my God. You are the fountain that flows with life. You are my pastor, my Lord and friend, and I worship you for life. Lord, I worship you for life. I check it again. You are my maker. You are my God. You are the fountain that flows with life. You are my Lord and friend, and I worship you for life. Lord, I worship you for life. The same thing with second stanza. You are my master. You are my king. You are my father, the first and last. You are my wisdom, my strength and song. Oh, and I worship you for life. And Lord, I worship you for life. It's a very simple song. Is that okay? So we just take it together. All right. You are my maker. You are my Lord. Let me hear you now. Sing, everybody. Say. You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
One more time. You are my maker.
You are my maker.
You are my Lord.
You are.
One more time, you are my maker.
You are my maker.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
For the last time, you are my maker.
You are my maker.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
You are the fountain, say.
You are the fountain.
That flows with life.
That flows with life.
Beautiful. You are my pastor.
You are my pastor.
That's who he is, my Lord and friend.
My Lord and friend.
And I worship you for life.
And I worship you.
Second stanza, you are my master.
You are my master.
You are my king.
You are my king.
You are my father.
You are my father.
The first and last.
The first and last.
You are my wisdom.
You are my wisdom.
My strength and song.
My strength.
Oh, You know, there are songs for every one of us that have a relationship with God. There are songs that you sing and it draws you closer to God. It stirs up emotions in you. It makes the love that God has for you undiluted. It makes your love for Him stronger. And this is who we are. And this is the life we live. In the name of Jesus. When you look at the words of those lyrics, you could see the song of a person that actually loves God. So as we sing this song and as you subsequently sing it, let it be a love song between you and God. Are you with me, somebody? In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. worship you, Lord, I worship you for life. I worship you for life, Lord, I worship you for life.
Father, this is what we do, and this is what we live for. Our worship is for life. No situation, no circumstance, nothing will alter our resolve about our worship to you. We worship you forever. For every worshiper in the house, wave your hands again and just bless this holy name. Lord, we worship you for life. Lord, we worship you for life. Lord, we worship you for life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Go ahead and just grab the hand of that neighbor and hold that neighbor tightly and warmly and tell that neighbor, neighbor, I rejoice with you for this new month. This is your month. The month of August 2019, I've been set apart by God for the best of God. Therefore, rejoice in the Lord for this new month, because this is your best month. If that neighbor is not telling you well, tell your neighbor yourself, this is my best month. Lift up your right hand and your one finger and lift to heaven and say, this is my best month. Place it on the earth and say, this is my best month. Tell the whole atmosphere, the cosmos, this is my best month. Point toward the altar and say, this is my best month. And go ahead and point to yourself, this is my best month. If you believe it, give Jesus your big hand of praise. Glory and glory and glory and glory to God. He's alive and hallelujah. God of light and glory, season of refreshing, Jesus is Lord. Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 9, I welcome you in the name of the Lord. The Lord said, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. These are one of the most profound scriptures for me when it's got to do with reflecting on what God had done. This is a scripture that directly points to us and God instructing that we should remember the things he has done. One version said, he said, hey, go back to history, recount, replay, remind yourself of the things that I've done. Why? Because I am God and there is none else. I am God, there is no one like me. No rivalry, no equality. God trying to communicate his mind to a people. Don't think that anything happened by your ability. I am God. I proved myself to be God. That was why you saw what you saw. The things you did not see was because I was still God. lift up your right hand and say, Lord, I admit concerning everything about my life, you are God. There is none else. You are God, and there is none like you. Therefore, I celebrate you for being my God. Someone shouted, you are my God. So what God is saying in a nutshell is, hey, lay it to heart and remember all I've done. This first day, I just want to highlight some things why we need to remember as we dedicate the month into the hand of the Lord. Tomorrow, by the Spirit of God, I'm going to show you why dedication. What is the necessity behind dedication? And it's simply because many don't understand it. That's why they do it the way they do it. In fact, I've been laughing for a while now, sincerely, because I will see people deliver a child 2 months ago, and they will bring the child to just come and dedicate on a Sunday. Is that really what dedication is all about? No. Outright, no. Those are religious activities. And then to make the cloud so terrible, you will see the mother not come to church all through until dedication time. Lie. Pure religion from the pit of hell. Now, hear my summation. Now, what are you thinking? That you are not supposed to go to church until you dedicate the child. Where did you see it in the Bible? I attack everything. Where did you see it in the Bible? Until you dedicate the child and you go to market with that same child. You went for postnatal with that same child. You went to another place with that same child. And then 1, 2, 3 months is going, you've not come to church because you feel that you have to come. And then even on the dedication day, you come empty. You know the number of children I have. I should not be counting. There was one that did naming on Thursday. Sunday we came to church for dedication. Because some of these are religious trash. Because we don't actually understand what dedication is about. Tomorrow, with the time we have, we'll look at it. So that maybe for someone, as unto the Lord, becomes much more urgent in your spirit. In fact, there was one that it was the weekend for dedication for the church. I almost dedicated the child before the naming, which is a few days after. They didn't tell us Jesus did naming. They told us Jesus did dedication. That's for you to understand. That's another message for another realm, for matured people. But we can't continue with religion. That's my point, sir. So you see a woman now, first month, second month, third month, she has not come to church. So what does that suggest? So church is the anti-what? Do you get my point? But that child will go for injection. Why didn't you tell the doctor, we can't go? In fact, the interesting thing is that after a woman delivers, the same week, the first injection of the child must come up. Why can't you tell the doctor, no, the child must be dead? Sir, do you understand? You see, as a believer in Christ, that you understand that the old covenant has been aborted, and I brought you into a new covenant. There's some things you just step out and think. You don't need a man of God. You just step out. Could this thing be right? And then you now see on dedication day, you want to hear the interesting thing. The family will come to church without anything for God. Huh? But in the house, they will cook for everybody. Then they will eat. And then they will do and cook. Then the question is, dedication to who or for who? Is dedication not for the child, to God, on behalf of the child? So who are you dedicating to? Who are you celebrating that day? God or people? Have I confused someone? And understand, beloved, there is a dimension of God. No, I will show you some scriptures tomorrow. Today I will close early. Tomorrow I'm not sure. There is a dimension of God. See, there is a dimension of God, sir, that anything you don't dedicate to him, he doesn't have 100% right to watch over. There is a dimension of God. But when you dedicate it to him, you can look away from it.
Lord, I dedicated it to, and I offered you this on the day of my dedication. If we have time, we will analyze what they brought for Jesus' dedication. Do you understand? Why turtle dove? Why lamb? Why this? What does this simplify? What does this imply? If Jesus could do it, then you have no choice. So on my day of dedication, so it must be, I must have something that is commensurate to this thing, because it stands for this thing. Is it that we want to follow Christ fully, or we just play around? But that's not what we came to do today. On this first day, let's try to remember, lay it to heart. Just as that Isaiah chapter 46 verse 9. You know what? Put that scripture there and start it. I need you to start it, because, you know, why? Because this is a scripture that will help you and keep you on the memory lane forever. Because keep it there. I'm just going to quote another scripture. Isaiah 43:18 and 19 said, remember not the former things. Behold, I do a new thing. Do you understand? Remember and understand. In that context, God was saying, forget about your past errors, past pain, past concern. I'm going to do a new thing. But in this context, God is saying, you must remember. Remember this thing. Remember the things I have done for you. And admit that I am God. Pater is the Hebrew word. Abba is the Greek word, meaning source. I am the source of everything that I gave. And you have. Remember what? Lamentations chapter 3 from verse 21 to verse 22. Jeremiah said, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion faileth not. It is of the Lord's mercies. The strength here is the plural part of it. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. So if we are consumed, it's because the Lord's mercy is short, is limited, is restricted in an area or the other. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. This is what I want you to remember and know, that I am God. My mercies over your life. That is the reason why you are still alive. Suggesting you don't deserve it. The only reason why you ask for mercy is because you don't deserve it. True or false? Grace, you deserve. Mercy, you don't deserve. Do you hear what I said, somebody? Grace is yours in Christ. But mercy. Number two. Why are we remembering? What are we to remember? Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 7. Isaiah 63 and verse 7. That wise man Isaiah said, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. And the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord had bestowed unto us, and the great goodness toward the house of Ecclesia, which he had bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. Take note of those words. Loving kindnesses, praises, mercies, plural again. It's not just loving kindness, loving kindnesses. That's why life had been continuous with us. That's why everything is still working in our favor. Loving kindnesses, mercies of the Lord. Number three, Psalm 68 and verse 19. David said, blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with what? Benefits. Plural again. Benefits. Not just one. Benefits. So every day there is a load of benefits that you are not aware of. This is why you must remember. Benefits. This is why you must lay to heart. Benefits. Number four, James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and every perfect gift. But New Century Version, give to me. Because it's the plural strength that the Holy Ghost is trying to bring to us. Every good action and every perfect gift is from God. These good gifts, the strength here is gifts, not one. This good gift is from God. For no man can receive anything except he give a giving from above. John chapter 3 and verse 27. These good gifts cometh from God. So nothing that we have that God had not bestowed on us. Listen to me, friends. When you check your notes, the first plural word was mercies. After mercies, loving kindnesses, praises. After praises, benefits. After benefits, gifts. Every day, these things are available. Let's flip the coin. Every day also, evils are available. How come the evils are not part of your own deal and my own deal? It is of the Lord. David said in Psalm 40 and verse 12, you will not see evil, Lord. I say it again in the name of Jesus, you will not see evil. You know, Jesus said something, and that became scary until understanding came so many years ago. Jesus said, understand, sufficient unto every day are the evil thereof. A version said again, plural, evils, Matthew 6:34, evils thereof. Sufficient. So there is a sufficient evil per day. How come you have not seen one? Sufficient unto each day. If it's another person that said it, you will have said, what is he talking? This is Jesus here. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Look at that Psalm chapter 40 and verse 12. If I were you, I would just thank God. Just lift up your right hand and just thank God. Thank God. Why I'm exempted from evil, I can't say, I don't know, I can't really fathom, I can't explain, but I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Not just the evil of a week, is evils per day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I am grateful. I'm thankful and I'm grateful and I'm thankful and I'm grateful and I'm thankful. Look at that scripture. For innumerable. What does innumerable mean? Pardon? Uncountable. Yeah, what on that word? Pardon? Pardon? Unnumbered. Unnumbered. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. My iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Oh my God. Oh my God. Who is speaking here? David? Oh my God. Innumerable evils, David? You that speaks well and encourages us and tells us about God's mercy, God's love and kindness. He said, innumerable evils. Did you see that? There are more than what? The hairs on my head. Ladies and gentlemen, I will demand that we all come into this month with a consciousness of gratitude. The month of August, God said to me, and I'll probably just read briefly to you, and then we'll talk about that maybe probably on Sunday. God said to me, that is the month whereby it will show you to the world. I'll read his word verbatim, just as he said to me. But just staying on that flip coin, part of the coin, please remain grateful. Please remain grateful. Please remain grateful. That you don't see what others are saying does not suggest those things are not existing. That you're not involved in what will have eliminated your life does not suggest that evil is not real. I said something on Sunday, but many of you did not get it. I said, if I remember very well, I said, it's not about what God has done and what you want to show. God did this, God did this. My greatest joy is to always see that you are alive.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.